All right, ready for a deep dive. We're tackling Jade Runner today, and something tells me this isn't your average space adventure.
You got that right. We're working with a game website. You know, the usual features, high scores.
Right, gotta hustle those power-ups.
Exactly. Even mentions battling something called Z, the malevolent force. Oh, and collecting magical mushrooms. Okay, then.
Magical mushrooms, gotta
Nice.
love it. Though there's this PDF we also dug up, and let me tell you, totally different vibe.
Night and day.
See, we've got Munu, the one-eyed bird, as our hero, which, side note, how cool is that?
Seriously.
But this PDF, get this, the whole game. Basically a love letter from some parents to their kid, Jade.
No kidding. And we're not talking just a quick we love you card here. This was a serious undertaking.
Wait, really? How so?
Think about it. They didn't just buy a gift, they learned how to code, how to build a whole game world.
Whoa.
Because Jade Runner, it was inspired by Jade's own drawings, her imagination.
You're telling me every time Munu flies across the screen, that's from a kid's mind.
Pretty much. This goes way beyond just entertainment. We're talking parents taking their child's creativity
Yeah.
seriously, making it real. Imagine how many hours went into turning drawings into a playable game.
That's next level family game night right there. Makes you wonder, what were those drawings like? What kind of kid IS Jade to come up with this?
Right. We've got some clues, though. Remember those magical mushrooms from the website? Could be power-ups, sure, but even the idea screams playful energy, you know?
Totally. And then there's Z, the malevolent force. It's wild, right? Even in this whimsical world, still got that good versus evil thing going on. Makes you think about what sticks with kids, the stories they gravitate towards.
Absolutely. And maybe even how those stories reflect their own lives, even in small ways.
Yeah.
We can't know for sure, but that's part of what makes this so fascinating.
Totally. We can break down the game itself, but knowing it came from this place of love, collaboration adds a whole other layer, doesn't it? Like the game world becomes this expression of their bond, you know?
Exactly. And suddenly those little details mean more. Was Z based on a drawing? Did those mushrooms come from a story Jade told? It's like we're stepping into their creative world together.
It's really something else, isn't it? Two sources, two totally different views of the same game. It's like they always say, more than meets the eye, but here we actually get to peek behind the curtain.
No kidding. It really shows you how much context matters. The website, it's doing its thing, selling the fun, the excitement.
Gotta get those downloads right.
Exactly. But then you've got the PDF, and it's like, I don't know, reading an artist's statement almost. Suddenly there's these layers of meaning you never get from just playing.
Right, like finding a random painting you love at a thrift store or something, cool, fine, but then you find a note on the back, tells you about the artist, who it was for.
Changes everything.
Totally. It's not just a painting anymore, it's got history.
Heart. That emotional connection changes how you see it. And it's the same with Jade Runner, knowing the why, the heart behind it. The whole experience is different. Those enemies, the power-ups, they aren't just generic anymore. They're pieces of this family's creative journey.
Which, okay, big question. How much did this impact Jade? We're talking about a major gift here. Having your ideas turn into a real game.
Seriously, it makes you wonder, did this spark a lifelong passion for art? For games, did they keep making things together? You know, we see the love, the effort they put into the game, but the impact, that's like a whole other story waiting to be told.
The plot thickens. But bummer, looks like our sources don't have more on that.
Yeah, true. But hey, maybe that's part of the fun. Keeps you thinking.
True, true. Leaves things to the imagination.
It really does. And it gets to a bigger point about how we experience art, right? Whether it's a game, a song, whatever, but sometimes that story behind the creation. It's just as powerful, if not more. It
Yeah.
adds that human touch.
100%. It's like,
Yeah.
okay, imagine scarfing down a pizza because you're starving versus really savoring a gourmet meal, you know? Both fill you up, but with the gourmet meal. Knowing the chef's dedication, where they got the ingredients, all that adds something else to the experience, doesn't it? It's like that with Jade Runner now, that deeper appreciation, because we know the why.
Exactly. And yeah, we don't have the details of Jade's experience, but just the act of creation, right?
Yeah.
Parents learning a whole new skill just to connect with their kids' passion, that's inspiring in itself, don't you think?
100%. Shows how powerful that kind of support can be. But it also makes you think about the whole creative process here. I mean, turning drawings into a game. That's not a walk in the park, even with all the fancy tools these days. There had to be some head-scratching moments, maybe some compromises along the way.
Oh, absolutely. And those details are worth thinking about too. Did they have to adapt Jade's ideas? to fit the game, the mechanics? Were there limitations they had to get creative with? It's like a good reminder that even in projects driven by love and all that, there's still the craft, the technical side that's crucial.
Right. You can appreciate the heart for sure, but there were some brains at work too, you know, figuring out how to make this vision actually playable. Pretty impressive when you think about it.
For sure. And a good reminder that creativity, a lot of times it thrives right at the intersection of passion and skill, you know? You need both to really make something special.
Which, okay, it kind of makes you wonder, how would you approach a game like Jade Runner, given the chance to play it?
Ooh, good question.
Like, would you want the backstory first, you know, to see if you can spot bits of Jade's art in there? Or would it be more fun to just dive in blind, see what you make of it all on your own?
It's like, do you read the back of the book first or just jump right in?
Exactly. Some people need that little teaser, that glimpse into the author's head. Others, they want to form their own opinions first. Be surprised.
Both totally valid. It's more about realizing that how we experience art, even a video game, it can really color how we see things, you know?
For sure. It's like, I don't know, hearing a song on the radio, loving it, and then finding out it was written for a specific person about some huge moment in their life. Suddenly the lyrics hit different.
Totally. Song's the same, but that extra layer,
yeah,
that human connection, it adds something. You know what I mean?
Big time. And I think that's something we can all appreciate. It's not about being a game designer or art critic or anything. It's just recognizing that behind every creation, there's a story, a spark, and often a whole lot of heart.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And with Jade Runner, we really see that on full display. The power of creativity, that parent-child bond, and what happens when those two things come together.
Beautifully put. Well, folks, as we wrap up this deep dive, maybe take a moment yourself to appreciate those hidden stories out there, those acts of love, those creations that might be right under our noses. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one to discover the next Jade Runner.